Mr. Hoagland.
Thank you. Thank you, Dimitri, and thank you for those two excellent presentations. My question is for George Beebe, and it pushes a little further on the area that Karen DeYoung brought up, but also takes us back to Graham Ellison's excellent question, which is still on the floor, and questions about the dossier and all of that. But I wanted to ask you to give us your judgment as an intelligence professional, how this statement by the intelligence communities, with all of the caveats you put in, but also all of the warnings you put in, all of the criticisms you put in, how could this have happened?
Well, I really don't know the answer to that. I think the simplest explanation is that they have some very conclusive classified evidence, which has driven their judgments. That's the easiest thing to do. I'm a little skeptical that that's the case. Now, why is that? A couple of things. One, in the intelligence community report itself, there's an interesting caveat that NSA had only moderate confidence in one of the report's significant judgments. That's a red flag.
And then the things.
The National Security Agency.
Yes, yeah. The National Security Agency. That suggests to me that the kind of evidence that they've got in the classified world is not all that conclusive. So that's number one. The second thing is, given the political atmosphere that we're experiencing now in Washington, which I think Paul has very accurately described, and the degree to which we're able to keep these sorts of things secret genuinely in that atmosphere, I'm suspicious that if we really had that kind of evidence in the classified world, that we would know that, either directly or indirectly in the public domain. So I suspect that we really don't have that kind of conclusive evidence in the classified world. So now, how did we end up with the report that we wound up with? A lot of potential explanations. You know, as mentioned earlier, the cognitive bias tendencies that we all share, that might explain a lot of all of this. The pressures that can occur bureaucratically and organizationally, the time deadlines that are underway, the separation of sets of expertise within the community, all of that may have had a role to play in all of this, but I'm speculating.